your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
More pro-Palestinian encampments cleared this morning in New York City. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. At the New School and New York University, police showed up a few hours ago. Fox's Molly Lyons at NYU.
They moved in swiftly. They did give warnings to the protesters that remained here on site, telling them that they weren't allowed to be here, that it was time to leave, and that if there was an additional effort to push back against arrest, that there could potentially face additional charges beyond the arrest for the protest activity that was happening here. We believe that those folks have already been pushed all the way to the back of this protest and appear to have left the scene here. There are some additional folks that have arrived here essentially to support the protesters that were being taken away.
The day after, it took hours to clear out a big anti-Israeli encampment at UCLA, making a lot of arrests there.
More than 200 people for failure to disperse, which is a misdemeanor. But as of now, the LA County DA's office says it has not received any cases from UCLA.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Former President Trump will soon return to court in New York and may speak out again before going in for his trial as he continues to claim he's being persecuted. The jury heard Trump's voice in a recording related to payments made to keep alleged affairs quiet before the 2016 election.
And Keith Davidson, a former attorney for both Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, completed his testimony yesterday. He testified about various interactions with Cohen before and after the 2016 election. Davidson says Stormy Daniels denied of an affair with Trump was technically true, and the money Cohen paid Stormy was not a payoff, but rather a, quote, consideration.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The former president is charged with falsifying records and payments to Daniels. An old Arizona law dating back to the Civil War that was going to take effect again after a recent court ruling that bans almost all abortions, repealed, signed by the governor. America's listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
President Biden spoke out against violence on college campuses, saying protests are one thing, but chaos can't be allowed. He also said we can't tolerate Jewish students being targeted. He has assembled an anti-Semitism task force.
Attorney General Merrick Garland and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona were among the top Biden administration officials at an anti-Semitism task force meeting this week. A source familiar tells Fox News the focus was on anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses, advocating technology companies to enforce terms of service in the Justice and Homeland Security departments, working with law enforcement to protect Jewish individuals and communities. Responding to protests on college campuses, President Biden said threatening, intimidating, and instilling fear against people is not peaceful and is against the law. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The president went to North Carolina, meeting with families of 4 law enforcement officers murdered this week trying to make an arrest in Charlotte. He also touted his economic policies campaigning in Wilmington.
We've created a record 15 million jobs since I came to office. Well, then, President, 15 million, including 460,000 right here in North Carolina.
Now, later this hour, we'll find out how many jobs were created last month. Economists expect about 240,000, which would be less than in March. The unemployment rate for April expected to remain the same at 3.9% on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising ahead of the report. In the NBA playoffs, the Knicks advance.
Brooks a drive, swing, hard.
And that sealed it for New York, beating the Philadelphia 76ers, eliminating them 118-115 on TNT. New York will advance to play Indiana. The Pacers knocked out the Milwaukee Bucks 120-98. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The governor's office still not in favor of the Bears' plan to build a new stadium along Chicago's lakefront. After meeting with team execs this week to discuss the $4.7 billion proposal, the governor's aides called the plan a non-starter. The governor's office says they would need to see a demonstrable and tangible benefit to the taxpayers of Illinois. An investigation underway after Jefferson Middle School in Champaign placed on hard lockdown. It was put into place on Wednesday after students reported seeing what they thought was a weapon in a passing car. They say it was determined the weapon believed to be a toy gun. Lockdown lifted after police reported. A Champaign principal warning families about a game some students playing that can lead to academic and legal consequences. Champaign Centennial High School's principal on Tuesday warning parents of Assassin's game. It's where students ambush peers with water or airsoft guns to tag or kill each other. Parents be on the lookout for that. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning, ESPN 93.5. So Benjamin's trying to fly out this morning.
Okay.
Been canceled.
Awesome.
I don't know. Postponed.
Oh.
Must be weather-related, Mr. Greg, because Willard...
Where is he coming from or
it's
to? Or
leaving Champaign to Chicago, and 6:15 was canceled to 8 o'clock. They canceled to 11. So, I don't know. Is it weather? Man the map?
No. Well, yeah. Here, from what I can see, and we've run into this before when they say it's weather and ain't weather. Let's see. We have VFR ceilings and visibility at Willard.
Yeah.
Right, 63 degrees, 2,000 feet. Yeah. That's marginal, but the big airlines can do that. That's no problem.
And must be something else, huh?
Yeah, and then 63 and 1,000 foot ceilings, 10 mile visibility at O'Hare right now. Yeah. Midway is at let's see, you're about the same. It looked like
when
I last checked. Yeah, they're VFR. They're no problem there either.
Well,
we had no severe weather in our part of the Midwest either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that happens. I'm not sure why they anyway. Good to have Greg Soya and good to have Friday. It's May 3.
Yes.
Our weather brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Home improvement projects, they got you covered when it comes to siding or windows or gutter helmet or maybe a new grotto. I mean, they can figure it all out. KramerSiding.com.
All right, meteorologist Greg Soya with our weather for the weekend, sir. What are you seeing?
Yeah, actually just, north of Champaign, northeast of Champaign County, a little sliver of skies that have cleared off. Some probably reports of some sunshine as you get up into parts of Iroquois County. Full-fledged clearing kind of runs a little bit west of about Milwaukee down to about the Quad Cities. Some fog areas in eastern Iowa. That's it. The rough stuff is, once again, heat on southeastern Texas, making another run on Brother Johnny's place down there this morning and again this afternoon. And outside of these little hiccup reinforcing little boundaries coming through the area, with a stray shower chance for the weekend. I think a lot of the area is dry. Most of the area had rain amounts that were well under a quarter inch, so we might be able to get in the backyard of the back 40 here over the next 2 or 3 days and back into chasing thunderstorms and some warmth and humidity around here. First half of next week made it up to 88 yesterday over at Willard and Savoy. Cooler today, 73. The normal high this time of the year at 71, so we're in the ballpark. A little drip or two of rain with a stray shower this morning and maybe another one this afternoon. Some peaks and pokes of sun as the day wears on. Clearing off tonight, 54. Probably sunny for the weekend. Slim chance for a shower late tomorrow, early tomorrow evening, and perhaps again at some point mid to late afternoon on Sunday. Iffy and spotty at best. A lot of dry hours this weekend. 78 tomorrow, 50s tomorrow night, 76 on Sunday, and we're largely dry Monday. A stray shower, thunderstorm chance later in the day at 75. Gets stormy here Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe some severe stuff with temperatures in the low to mid 80s those days. We'll cool back to 77 on Thursday, 60s late next week, and a couple of more showers as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm just Greg Sullivan.
All right, Greg, thank you. Good morning. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
It is Friday morning. Good to have you. I don't know if you heard, but 2,100 people have been arrested across the nation for these protests.
Oh, my goodness.
I think our campus has some tents, but it's relatively quiet. People walking by, going to class, doing whatever they're doing. Reading day yesterday, now finals, which will end a week from today at the university. And that means campus is back to be in the towny spot if you wanted to go on campus. It's pretty clean and green for a number of months.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yesterday we caught up with Rabbi David Teichel. He's the leader of the Jewish student community on campus. It's our friend Rabbi David Teichel. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful this sunny morning.
Rabbi, this is crazy times. I am just stunned by what I'm seeing, anti-Semitic. I mean, it is. Have you in your lifetime seen anything like this?
You know, that's a very loaded question. These are very, very tough times. And it's a question I had on my mind sometimes through my life when there were very, very challenging times. And I remember I asked that question once to my grandmother, who was a Holocaust survivor. And I said, if you feel like these are reminiscent of past times. And she said, you know, I don't know if there's more anti-Semites. There's more anti-Semitism due to everyone spreading their hate online and all over. It's so much easier today for every person that has hate to just spread it. And then the youth is picking up on it and running with it and creating this idea that anti-Semitism is accepted and normal. So that should never be. And that's a larger part of my concern, is the normalization of hate.
Hmm. On this campus, the University of Illinois, do your students, do the rabbis, do the Jews here on campus feel safe?
You know, you have a lot of good questions this morning. On the one hand, the University of Illinois, thank God, is a wonderful place where students are feeling strong and proud. At the same time, there are lots of challenges, as we know, on all American college campuses these days. Radicals are taking things over and acting in ways that no one could ever imagine would have happened. Our job is something that I always tell our students is that there's a lot of hates out there, but we got to be proud and we got to stand tall. So yes, there are areas where students are fearful, students are scared, students are worried. Students are going through a very tough time. I think probably the hardest year I've seen in the 21 years that I'm here. At the same time, you know, the university is working hard to keep everybody safe, keep the students safe. The police is working to keep everybody safe. So we thank them for that, to work extra patrols and extra everything to keep students safe. But students are worried. Students are worried and students are concerned because of a lot of things that happen in and out of the classroom.
With various entities involved in this, you have your agitators, paid protesters, people being bussed in from time to time. You have people that say, yay, go Palestine. I don't care about that. But when you start saying I'm pro-Hamas, you lost me. Forget about that. Are you kidding me? They're terrorists. They're murderers. Yeah. I saw somebody with a bullhorn. I just aggravated. It was, I don't know what college it was. It was not here. I had a bullhorn saying about the Hamas wasn't a terrorist group and that they were excited about October 7th. And that's sickening. That's the devil. That's evil. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like crazy. I mean, honestly, growing up, I never imagined people would deny the Holocaust. And now we're not even 7 months since October 7th, and you meet people denying anything happened there. It's beyond ludicrous and sad, but people are living off of TikTok education today, and it's kind of crazy. It's really, really sad and crazy. Now, you know, as Jewish people, we worry and we are concerned. We don't want any death to anybody. Jewish tradition strongly wants us to value life. It's something no one's happy for anyone's death. No one's happy about that. We don't want to see any deaths or anywhere. You know, but to call, like, terrorist organizations, peaceful people, to call what happened in Israel a resistance, that is pure danger. And that's part of the things that worry me more than anything else, the normalization, this chance, the things like that. And that's the hardest part of it. People like this already are hearing this so much, they're getting so normal with it. I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's just a chant. But it's called for genocide. It's called for destruction of a nation. And that is very, very worrisome. And I think that I learned from my grandparents and family that survived Holocaust and terror that we have to fight the hate, but more importantly, we have to build our pride and build our strength. And it's so heartwarming over the past few months, and especially over the past few weeks and days, people of all faiths have been reaching out to me and my community, telling us in the Christian community, us in all these different communities, saying, we want you to know we support you and we care about you and we're backing you. Because sometimes as a student walking across campus, because the vibe, they could feel alone. They could feel unheard. Mm. They could feel like people don't understand, that people don't welcome. Students who will go on social media and see people that they thought were their best friends, their roommates, are posting things disgusting and anti-Semitic. And, like, they don't know what to do. That's where the challenge lies the greatest. It's in those areas that people are having the hardest time. And those areas that people can feel supported and people give them feedback and tell them that they're loved and tell them we stand behind you and we stand with the Jewish community. We stand with Israel, and we stand for peace. You know, this is a Champagne banner. What we want is people to live together and stop bringing in these agitated tactics in our community.
Yeah, it's Rabbi yesterday. Good poignant moments.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, you know, they're feeling nervous. Jewish students. This is again finals week now, and so hopefully we can get everything done and things will calm down
right
around Champagne banner. But boy, mm-hmm. there's been some serious deals. The North Carolina fraternity house that protected the flag on their campus when they took down the American flag, put up a Palestinian flag, and then they put the American flag back on, And then they came back to do it again, and the frat guys surrounded it and protected the flag. And so somebody started a GoFundMe page so they could have a, what's a rager?
I mean, a party, a kegger kind of thing.
Okay, so they raised money for a rager for that.
I see.
What kind of rager can you have for $400,000?
Whoa.
They've raised $400,000 for their rager.
Okay, then.
What, Diet Pops? What do you buy for that? I don't. All right, let's check your sports headlines. It is a quarter after 7 o'clock, ESPN 93.5.
Well, we have the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago White Sox setting up a game. Here's your Redbird recap.
After a day off yesterday, the Cardinals are back at tonight, opening up a homestand and a weekend series against the White Sox. The Cardinals last played on Wednesday, losing to Detroit 4-1 in the rubber game of a three-game series. On the mound tonight for St. Louis will be right-hander Sonny Gray. He enters 3-1 with a 1.16 ERA in 23 and a third innings this season. He has struck out 32 batters, walking just four, 13 career appearances against the White Sox. Gray is 6-2 with a 3.58 ERA. The White Sox will go with Brad Keller. He'll be making his second appearance with the White Sox this season. His first appearance, he got five outs out of the bullpen without giving up a run. This series could feature the return of center fielder Dylan Carlson. Carlson has been playing at Memphis on a minor league rehab assignment as he comes back from a shoulder injury that he suffered right at the end of spring training. First pitch tonight at 7:15, coverage at 6:20. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
New York on top yesterday, 7-6 in 11 innings. This is that extended version of play. I'm not sure what they're doing on that. I didn't catch the end of the Cubs game, but in any case, we lost the end.
Runner starts on second.
Oh yeah,
that whole thing's still in. They don't want pitchers to go 18 innings and their bullpen's wasted for a week.
Right.
They don't want to do that.
Especially with the Cubs. Yeah. Cubs host Milwaukee, 120 start. What makes this interesting is Craig Counsell, of course, hopping from the Brewers into the Cubs. So we'll see how that goes from Wrigley. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. We'll have Illinois softball in action against Iowa. That's a 5 o'clock start. And also in the Illinois Fields area, we'll have the Bleacher Bum Barbecue Day today. So you can enjoy a barbecue sandwich as you gear up for Illinois baseball and Ohio State to begin their series with the first pitch at 6. Parkland, 54-4 on the season in postseason play, in 5 innings took down Lincoln Land 16-0, and then 9-1 in 6 innings in Region 24.
Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you their FlexiPass options are going on now. If you'd like to try out different fitness classes and learn more, urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Van Vicinity. This unsettled weather picture and pattern continues on here over the next 5 to maybe less than 10 days. Pattern shift into some drier days, but cooler days ahead scheduled late next week and beyond. But in the meantime, cooler days worth of weather today, coming off at Summery Field yesterday, 88. Roller in Savoy will make a run just to 73 today. Normal high at 71. Still a few sprinkles and spotty showers around this morning. Some peaks of sun this afternoon and a sprinkle or two around as well. Otherwise, clearing of the skies continuing on tonight. Cooler down to 54. A lot of dry hours ahead for the weekend. There may be a stray shower thunderstorm late tomorrow. Tomorrow evening and a stray shower late Sunday. Highs up to about 78 tomorrow. Into the upper 50s tomorrow night. 76 on Sunday. Mid-70s on Monday. The arrival of the next weather system then brings some scattered showers and thunderstorms here Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe some heightened severe weather potential come next Tuesday. Daytime temperatures through the middle part of next week, then topping out into the lower and middle 80s. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Charles Fang, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple shares are up 6%, though its quarter included softer iPhone sales. Apple's raising the dividend to pay shareholders and will buy back $110 billion worth of stock. The annual meeting of Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's investment firm, is this weekend. Berkshire's been buying up Apple shares since 2016. Even though Apple shares lost ground recently, Berkshire's stake in Apple is estimated at about $157 billion, which may be the most money ever made by an investor or firm from a single stock. Daimler Truck's earnings and revenue both topped forecasts in the recent quarter, though its sales and production slowed. Wall Street reacts today to the monthly employment report for April. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you for choosing Two Men in a Truck. How may I help you?
Hey, we're moving, and I have a strange situation here. We need to be out of our house by 10 a.m., but our closing on the new house isn't until 1 p.m. Is that something you guys do?
That's not strange at all. Two Men in a Truck has completed over 9 million moves. We have a solution for that.
Not sure how your move is going to work? Go to twomeninatruck.com to start your free estimate. Twomeninatruck.com.
Well, it's last weekend was marathon weekend, right?
Yes.
It was like a long time ago, and the whole Friday night thing was a week ago when we couldn't run the 5K.
That's right.
And there was a lot involved in that, is my understanding. It was really layered, and it was dependent on more support. I mean, they what they went through for about 6 hours, our crisis management team, it was dependent on this entity and this entity, and otherwise the whole weekend was going to be canceled. They didn't have enough people.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't have enough people. So kudos to whatever they did. So they just said, if we don't do what we're supposed to do based on the help we can get at the right time, then the whole weekend's gone. So they made the call to lose the 5K and get ready for the big Saturday, which had mm-hmm. the 10K, the marathon, wheelchair races, the whole thing. So it was... Yeah, and they did bust somebody in. They bust a busload of people in. And by the way, we're finding out how organized it is and how people are coming in. And these are professional people that are paid money to kind of rile up the kids, saying, why wouldn't we take that building? You know, do things like that. They don't want to manipulate. We have them inside. They arrested 300 and... I think it was 310 people. Was it on Columbia's campus? 150 of them were professional. 150. That's a lot of people infiltrating.
Yeah, it is.
So this isn't a student thing. This is you've got students with passion. We know that, but they're guided by the professionals. It's what they do. It's their job. It's their livelihood.
Yeah.
So many of these young ones that have been guided, they'll turn to tomorrow's leaders in the Occupy space. Some of the police recognize the same people from Occupy Wall Street. What's their life like? They're plotting and planning to overthrow revolution. I mean, we've had it. They've got more of a voice and much better coordination with TikTok. So,
right.
You just got a way to talk to everybody mm-hmm. at the same time. Man, back when the old phone was wired on the wall, you had to call and Doc, nah, is busy, can't get hold of
him. That's right.
Bob, because he's got to lead the Northwest section, call back later, and you go to the answering machines. How does anybody have an answering machine anymore?
Wow.
You know, the red light flashing, oh boy, I got a message.
Right.
Who has an answering? That's gone. Your house phone's gone.
That's right.
Why would you need a house phone? I mean, really? You know, people still have them. We have an alarm system, and I'm nervous to go wireless
on
that.
And do you see any of this stuff even at garage sales?
We have a phone that's not even hooked up, but it's a home phone. It's $65 a month. Why am I paying that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking at garage sales, by the way, St. Joseph has their all town going on, and so does Fisher. So I've got a guide with all the different weekends broken down throughout the summer.
That's called a sailor.
Of the all-town garage
sales. There are people that go to garage sales, and then there are the sailors. The sailors are the ones that go alone and are quiet and know what they're doing, and they prioritize. Mm-hmm. I know how it works.
Yeah.
And then they get in, they're quiet, they're quick. Sometimes they're out in under a minute.
That's right.
Beep, beep, beep,
you know exactly what you need to get.
You just...
You mapped out your plan.
And then a lot of them go to eBay. Do they still do that?
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe.
If you get some kind of, you know, find that's a real treasure and then, you know, sell it for more. Breakfast at the Corner Beehive. Mike had dropped this off. That's tomorrow at 20 South Main Street in downtown Villa Grove with $10 a meal for your breakfast to help out our Marine Corps League Detachment 1231. So biscuits and gravy are one of my favorites. So it should be nice at the Beehive, Corner Beehive in Villa Grove tomorrow. Also, Market at the Square in Urbana near Illinois and Vine, rain or shine, 7 a.m. to noon. That's starting up tomorrow with the series until the end of October. I love it.
All right, Brother Johnny, coming up on this Friday, got several sound bites to play, including the one where truly Joe Biden has united the anti-Israeli groups and the pro-Hamas people and the Jewish people. They have united that group. Joe Biden did that. I'm very serious. Stand by. You can't miss this. Be about 5 to 7 minutes away. So whatever you're driving, wherever you're going, you got to be on here for another 8 minutes. And I'll show you proof of how Joe Biden has united the anti-Israel and the pro-Israel groups. It is the first thing I can remember that wide of a gap being bridged because of Joe Biden. It's remarkable.
Okay.
All right. It really is remarkable. I mean, it is remarkable. We'll do that next. ESPN 93.5. It's Friday. Escape the ordinary and embark on an unforgettable adventure with Stevie J Travel with Larry and Elena Kemper. Hi, it's Stevie J. Picture yourself aboard a small yacht departing from the enchanting city of Dubrovnik, Croatia. As the gentle breeze carries the scent of the Adriatic Sea, you'll set sail toward the captivating Dalmatian Islands. Over 10 magnificent days, immerse yourself in the Mediterranean lifestyle where every moment is a celebration of beauty and tranquility. Explore hidden coves, swim in crystal clear waters, and stroll through seaside villages. With Stevie J Travel, every detail is taken care of, from luxurious accommodations to delectable onboard dining experiences. Relax on deck as the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of orange and pink. This is more than a cruise. It's a journey of discovery and delight. Escape to paradise with Stevie J Travel. Visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com for details. Your Mediterranean adventure awaits.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
I'm CJ Papa. Anti-Israel demonstrators earlier at New York University, but the school calls up the NYPD to dismantle the encampment on campus. The cops wearing helmets carrying batons swooping in.
Very quickly through this encampment, the people were rising, getting out of their tents. And in less than a half an hour, they have basically moved all of the people back. So the tents, of course, left behind, all of the rubbish and the signs. Well, the people that had been in these tents that were roused when the officers arrived have essentially been moved out.
Fox's Molly Lund in NYU. The encampment is gone. At the new school, which is close to NYU, the school also called in the cops to break up that protest. The NYPD reports 56 arrests, no incidents in the two operations. 99% of the students were involved today who were arrested. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. After a fire at a soybean dryer facility in Ford County last month, company says the plant fully operational. International Flavor and Fragrances, the owner of the soybean plant, says the site reopened within days and back to full production by April 26. Gibson City's mayor says all the equipment affected from the fire has been removed. Illinois Department of Natural Resources confirming chronic wasting disease detected in Ford County. CWD confirmed through diagnostic testing in March from a suspect deer exhibiting symptoms consistent with CWD. Discovery expands the geographic presence of the infection in free-ranging deer populations in northern Illinois. Oldest living alumni of the University of Illinois Marching Band has passed away. Barry Hauser, director of the Marching Illini, confirmed that Richard Condell passed away Tuesday. A student from 1935 to 39, Condell played bass drum, cymbals, and timpani under the first director of bands at the university. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
All right, 7:33. Our weather brought to you by Carl.
Wanting to remind you that there's six signs in the stages of stroke. Be fast and stand for balance. Loss, eyes blurred, face drooping, arms weak, speech slurred, and terrible headache. If you experience any of these symptoms, call 911. Learn more at carl.com/stroke.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana vicinity. Cooler days worth of weather ahead. Coming off yesterday's high of 88, today 73. Average high this time of the year at 71. Still some spotty shower activity around this morning and a stray one this afternoon. Might even be some peaks of sun later on this afternoon. Otherwise, decrease in cloudiness. Cooler tonight down to 54. For the weekend, many dry hours or maybe a stray shower thunderstorm later tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, and perhaps a stray shower Sunday afternoon. But again, a lot of dry hours. Temperatures a little above average at 78 tomorrow, 56. Tomorrow night, 76 on Sunday, mid-70s on Monday. Next weather system arrives from the plains later Monday into Tuesday and Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs will top out into the lower 80s. We'll draw down some cooler weather late next week. Still a couple of showers around. Highs at about 77 on Thursday. Probably not getting out of the 60s for high temperatures around here for late next week as well. Pick your spots accordingly. Getting out there in the backyard and the back 40 here in the days to come. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, ESPN 93.5. It's Friday's brother Johnny, who's coming back. It's been years since you've been here, Johnny. What?
Well, it's been a few weeks. Yep. So we need to get up there.
It's a few months. I think it's a few months.
Yeah, it's been probably a couple months.
Yeah, so, you're usually here a little more often. So, yeah, your hair needs cut, and Kathleen Shipley's the only one that does it. So.
No, we're having a good time. We're rolling down here, Stevie. We had Irma Thomas singing at the Jazz Fest. She's 83.
Wow.
But she had help with a couple of kids. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, who are only 80.
Right.
And they were singing, get this, Diane, She came up with the song Time Is On My Side, but the Stones heard it and made their own version, and that was their first top 10 hit that they ever had. Oh. And they sang it with her.
Nice.
All right.
It
so
was crazy.
So everybody goes to Jazz Fest in New Orleans, don't they?
A lot of people go.
Yeah.
All right. They have a lot of good artists.
Wanted to show, because I've been looking for something positive that Joe Biden has done, and he has united the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, and the pro-Israeli people. They are on the same page on this one. Listen. F Joe Biden in unison. It was almost like an ILLINI. They were both sides. One was the other. They were saying F Joe Biden, like, let's go Brandon. The both sides. What are the odds that they would be united in this? Unbelievable.
Well, I'm not sure that's positive, but it is quite an event.
Well, it's a unification moment. We're all together on that. I mean,
all right.
You come go together. Ahead. It's something, but my goodness, I've never. Let's go Brandon.
Well,
unbelievable. Where are we?
I'll tell you, Steve, to be honest, if we want an 80-year-old, let's go with Jagger. He's fine.
That's right. Keith Jagger, man, he could do his own.
He's got the moves.
He wouldn't have to hire any musicians. They just cover the White House. Mick dances around. The guy can't weigh more than 120 pounds.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, so 217-359-2255. That's our Fisher National Bank text line. We had a text in.
Yeah, this person had been in direct contact with the ceasefire resolution group since October of 2023 and attended the pro-Palestine protests on the U of I campus April 26, 2024, which was last week when the 5K was canceled, and saying that it's a complete lie that any of these people are pro-Hamas. Have heard no one support Hamas locally. No one is against the Jews. What has been brought disrepute to the Jewish people is the decisions made by Netanyahu and his military generals to slaughter innocent people in Gaza, well over 34,000 now, and utterly destroying an entire land. Tying anti-Semitism to the protesters on the U of I campus is disgraceful.
Well, if the Jewish people don't feel safe, which is what Rabbi told us, then there's that. As far as pro-Hamas on our campus, thankfully, okay, great, but that's certainly out there. There's no question some of the people that have been recorded that has been cycled through the media. So there's certainly some pro-Hamas people. The one that just I just about fell off my rocker seeing a woman celebrating October 7th, which was a massacre of 1,200 innocent people, babies beheaded. It's unbelievable. What did you think was going to happen? Israel's going to come hard at them. And now you're talking about a ceasefire, and the Israelis do not target women and children. Hamas hides within women and children. So to do anything, they put them in there so they die so they can do that and say, here's the number and look at all the kids you're killing. They're putting them on the line of fire. That's what Hamas, that's what the terrorist groups do. So it's horrific. Nobody wants this. But what the heck were they going to do after that happened October 7th? Johnny, they're going to react.
Yeah, it's impossible. I mean, and they're trying to ferret out Hamas, but there's obviously collateral damage or innocents killed. But I don't think you can say there's no pro-Hamas. That's the problem. Hamas runs it. Basically, they're kind of controlling the Palestinians. And if they would, all right, most of Hamas will be gone if they don't resurge. So if the Palestinians would sit down and give up, we need to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. Give that one up, and they can probably work something out. But they're showing no signs of it. And the Jews, they feel like they're serious because look what they did on October 7th. So they're, and round and round we go.
Yeah, I know.
The shame.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, 7:39. You're welcome to text in 217-359-2255.
Well, and there is one from Rick saying, how many of these demonstrators have come through the open borders that we have?
Well, and that's another thing, Johnny. They're finding that there's a bunch of people that obviously don't belong here, that are professionally paid, that are able to coordinate, agitate the whole thing, and coach the young people that are fired up about stuff. And yet, yep. to know about all this and to know the money's here and all the tents are bought and all the coolers and all the stuff, all the plywood, nobody would afford all the plywood at some of these campuses to board up. And then I'm not supposed to think there were agitators at January 6th. Please explain all of that.
I mean, no, it's an industry, and they create this scenario and set up the materials, which are furnished, and they do pay professional agitators, and they just also pay people to go, so there'll be enough people there. Like the two girls we've talked about several times that were paid $2,500 each, they weren't protest. Well, they went to protest, but when we ask them, what do you protest? We won't know that till we get there.
Right.
Because they were just there to be there. They weren't doing anything but holding a pre-made sign that they were given.
Right.
But it looks like a crowd, so they make sure there's enough people there. And then, of course, there's the real people. Hey, let's go out there and see what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
And so they could go where the action is. So it's not the hardest thing in the world to do. You just pick an issue and go. And so it could be stopped. At this point, it's simply a matter of let them do it and see how things run. And I think they'll start to shut it down because the powers that be don't want them to do it. And see, they know all these agitators and who they are, their addresses, what they put in their coffee. There's no mystery anymore. It's a matter of whether they're going to allow it or not.
Well, there are too many connections to the Democratic Party, and it's a big election coming up. Had this been the MAGA people, boy, oh boy, they'd be done. It'd be bad.
But it's never going to be the MAGA people. No. That's the thing. And it wasn't. They went on January 6th to protest. Most of them just stood on the mall. Many of them were ushered into the Capitol, and they were tagged terrorists. But the people who burnt down America were fine, and they're the ones doing this. This is their new job. It's okay. It's Palestinian today.
All right,
and it'll be something else tomorrow.
There's a text in from Jake saying the instigators, are they much different than what went on in the country in the 30s when communism and there was a socialism push back then?
Didn't have TikTok back then.
Okay.
Well, there probably were paid agitators. That's always part of anarchists. They used to call them. And I think there's always those. I think in the 60s, though, it was more of a spontaneous, real protest movement that erupted, particularly over the Vietnam War.
Right.
And that was probably more real than, although this is real, but it's just, it's being ginned up and organized and coordinated.
Well,
but
people give all this money. What is the point? What is their why? They want to crush America and get more power? Why would you want the destruction of the Constitution? Why would you want, because we're evil, we did slaves? What is it?
I don't think the people paying for it want that. I think they just want to take over. The people they're paying to do it don't know, but they'll be glad to tear anything up. Anything. A store, a constitution, give it to me. That's the people that can really put us, you know, in danger so that the government has to save us. It's all this. Yeah. The people at the top want America. They just want to make sure they're in charge. And I think that's it. There's the communists that definitely want to rewrite the constitution and change the system. But I think the funders, which are the globalists, we can have a quasi-democracy, but we're not going to be calling the shots or having an army or all that kind of thing, that kind of vision.
Apparently right here in Champaign-Urbana, they were bullhorning phone numbers and stuff for people to get arrested so that the funding was there for them to get bailed out. Mm-hmm. So that was here. Okay, so here's Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the frat house that protected the American flag. They tore it down. They put up a Palestinian flag. We put the American flag back on. Then the frat guys got together.
I love America. I love that side of America. It's like we all just kind of connected our brains and stood there protecting one thing. And we all were like, we all were looking at every direction. If stuff was flying in, we would say heads up. We would cover each other. We would look out for other people. We would swap. We had like for an hour, and our hands did hurt. Our arms did hurt. It was like a arm day for me that day. It was no gym happened that day afterwards. It was exhausting. You know, I remember we were all standing in there And I think I made a joke. I was like, oh, I don't know if it's a joke, but I was like, I was like, I'd die for this flag. And everybody was like, yeah, if they get any closer, we're going to start throwing hands. Like, we're not going anywhere. I don't care. They're going to have to tear me off this flag, like by my dead body.
So the GoFundMe, Johnny, started a page for this frat house for a party, and they raised $400,000.
Holy cow. Well, there you go.
Yeah. And so there are some very patriotic people coming out. Chants of USA, USA heard in Oxford, Mississippi. So there are people coming out saying, wait a minute, I love America. Joe Rogan, who's heard by 20 million people on his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, had Tulsi Gabbard on yesterday. I thought he said something poignant.
If I was going to try to destroy the country, that's how I would do it. If I was going to try to destroy the country, I would radicalize the kids. I would give them the stupidest ideas and run them in their head. Boys can be girls. Girls can be boys. Boys can compete against girls in sports if they think they're a girl. Queers for Palestine, you know, the death to the Jews. Yell it out unironically on campuses. And to have the presidents of those colleges and universities defend it, which was wild.
Completely.
With cameras on them.
Yeah. It shows how scared they are.
Joe Rogan. Yeah. So.
Well, and that reminds me of Paul Harvey saying
that. The devil.
If I was the devil, here's what I'd tell him to do.
Yeah.
And he went through all of that and he said, in other words, just keep doing what you're doing.
And then it stunned me that it was 1965.
Yeah, when Paul Harvey did it. Joe Rogan, that sounded a little bit familiar.
Yep, it does. So what. What happens this summer? We got the Republicans first in their convention. Reportedly, Donald Trump has narrowed his field of people, but I don't know what that means. And then August in Chicago is the Democratic National Convention. I don't think the waters get calmer, do they?
Well, I've signed up to the latest Yogi Berra line that we've been talking about, which is, it's hard to make predictions, especially about the future. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's all bets are off. I mean, it's Katie bar the door.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's so convoluted and so chaotic in our thinking, and you know, our rules of engagement are all over the place. What? How far do you allow someone to go, and this and that? And who's going to do what? And you're saying they're going to have trouble at the Democratic convention. I'm thinking maybe not. The Republican, maybe, but they'll have a lot more. You know how they'll put them four blocks away.
Right.
So, you know,
I'm not confident you can control all the areas and factions that you have, just like the Democrats, you know, have the progressives on their team. And I don't know if you can control all that. Maybe if the powers that be say we ain't doing that, then they won't do that. But,
well, I mean, you can survive it, maybe. I don't know about controlling it either.
Maybe so.
Well, as Scarlett O'Hara said, Steve, tomorrow's another day.
Well, we've been all over, and we just have a few minutes left, but we've been all over watching Brad Underwood piece together a brand new team for 2024-25. And Ben Humrickhaus is the latest, 6'9", Evansville, shoots the three at 41%, 6'9", rebounds. But Johnny, nobody knows, what this thing's going to look like. We still are probably going to get three or four more. We have two out of the Elite Eight basketball team that are returning. Oh, by the way, the Terrence Shannon news, he's supposed to be in Lawrence, Kansas in a week. And what was released yesterday is zero evidence because of DNA testing that Terrence was part of anything.
Right.
So that was
good news for Terrence.
Yeah. So
he's
projected as a lottery pick in the NBA draft June 25th, I think is what it is. Mm-hmm. So
wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it sounds like we've got some good players. It's a hard job. Coach has a hard job because you probably got a lot of them for just 1 year, and you just almost start over. One of our advantages this year, We did have a lot of returnees, so it makes a lot of difference. This team was a lot better than they were last year, just the way they played, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it'd be probably too tacky to have a Hello, My Name Is sticker on your jersey.
those 8 or 9 guys, if they can all get in and contribute, and if that's the hard thing about coaching, is how do you make that flow? But if you can, boy, I'll tell you, if you can get all 4 or 5 guys in the game, most of the game, I thought that's what UConn did better than anybody else by far. And look how they went. It's a 5-man game. And you got the talent, but it's pretty easy. It's easy to do when you're watching television, tell you.
I mean, but what a time we're in with the NIL and truly, essentially, a new team every year. And the guys that you thought were stars are going across the street because his guy told his guy that there's going to be more money. So it's...
It's free agency. Yeah. And so I think that the first year portal option is a mistake. I think you should at least commit. Shouldn't have that option, so you'll be more likely to stay 2 years or go to the pros. But, you know, you're 17, you take a shot, and someone gives you more money, you move. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I got you. All right, Johnny, appreciate it. And by the way, in a few minutes here, we get some weather going and stuff. I'm going to play that 3 minutes of Paul Harvey. Golden Radio from 1965. You got to hear it. It's phenomenal.
Someone texted in about Coach Ditka and how is he doing?
Johnny, we haven't reached him.
He has, I haven't. And he's not, no big change that I know of.
Okay.
He's not able to move around much, Steve. And so he's just not active.
Okay.
But he'd like to talk with us, I know that.
Yeah.
We should get Diana on. Maybe she'll get
Why don't you do that? We'd love to hear from Diana on just what's happened. Mm-hmm. But, boy, darn it, we miss him. Get what you tolerate.
We do.
You get what you tolerate. That should be a T-shirt.
We've been hearing that.
No question. Johnny, I appreciate it. We'll see you in Philo. We'll see you here next week.
All right. Yep.
Brother Johnny from New Orleans this morning. He will be in town next week, 7:52. Let me get your Greg's weather forecast. Look at this weekend here coming up.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
All right, we check Greg's weather. Brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity. This unsettled weather picture and pattern continues on here over the next 5 to maybe less than 10 days. Pattern shift into some drier days, but cooler days ahead scheduled late next week and beyond. But in the meantime, cooler days worth of weather today coming off at Summerfield yesterday, 88 at Rollin' in Savoy. We'll make a run just to 73 today, normal high at 71. Still a few sprinkles and spotty showers around this morning. Some peaks of sun this afternoon and a sprinkle or two around as well. Otherwise, clearing of the skies continuing on tonight. Cooler down to 54. A lot of dry hours ahead for the weekend. There may be a stray shower thunderstorm late tomorrow evening, and a stray shower late Sunday. Highs up to about 78 tomorrow. Into the upper 50s tomorrow night. 76 on Sunday. Mid-70s on Monday. The arrival of the next weather system then brings some scattered showers and thunderstorms here Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe some heightened severe weather potential come next Tuesday. Daytime temperatures through the middle part of next week, then topping out into the lower and middle 80s. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm Roche's Greg Solge.
All right, it's a cloudy morning across East Central Illinois, ESPN 93.5. Johnny referenced this classic by Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey was a radio guy for 70 years. Mm-hmm. He never thought he'd be in radio as long as he was, but he just kept going, and he wrote the most interesting commentary. And his style was just renowned and loved. And so this is Paul Harvey and something that applies to all of us today from 1965.
If I were the devil, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
That's amazing. That is 60 years old.
How much of that is true?
How prophetic.
Right.
I hadn't heard that in a while.
I hadn't either.
You can go, if I were the devil on YouTube, it's all over. You just go, I mean, that is remarkable. 1965, people.
Right.
60 years ago,
much of that has evolved into today's society.
About all of it.
Right.
Gambling?
Right.
Alcohol? Drugs?
Yeah, taking pills.
Harm the church?
Uh-huh.
Crumble the moral foundation? It's remarkable. Paul Harvey. All right, we'll be right back. It's 7:58, Friday, May 3rd. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St.